To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Sean Spicer is going to join us on the show tomorrow. It's always fun to have a conversation with him about his show and his podcast. I think he's also, if I'm not mistaken, we'll ask him about this, or he'll volunteer the information. I think he's starting a new podcast with someone after the first of the year as well. Some thoughts on today's politics from him tomorrow afternoon. We do have the roundtable set already for Friday. Jane will be here, State Rep Steve Butts, and State Senator Nick Schroer. There's a guy named Mark Malkoff that reached out to me, and he has written a very unique book about Johnny Carson, and he's going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour on Friday. All right, well, we always talk media and media bias stories with the Media Research Center and Newsbusters. Tim Graham is the executive editor. He's with us this evening as we take you into a Tuesday. Hey, Tim, how are you tonight?
We're good.
All well in your world? Did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
Eh.
You know what? I like people who answer honestly because I'm that kind of person as well. Mine wasn't the greatest ever either.
Turkey was too small.
Dude, I screwed the turkey up. We had a small turkey, and I don't know what the hell I did. But, you know, one of the great things about Thanksgiving is the leftovers and everything. And I never even – I was so disappointed. And, again, this is totally on me. I was so disappointed in my own execution of Thanksgiving. I never even went back to have the sweet potatoes with the marshmallows or anything like that. I just kind of got bummed out about it. So I have to make good on Christmas for sure.
Yeah, yeah. There's always another opportunity.
Well, let's talk about some of the ways that the media is handling some of the stories these days. It'll be interesting to see what happens. You know, President Trump is in Pennsylvania talking about affordability and the economy today. But on this Somali welfare fraud story, which, you know, to a certain extent did happen and was unveiled and kind of rolled out and people started getting into it during part of the holiday. But this is a stunning story. And you guys did a little deep dive, as you always do, into how many networks may have covered this story and, you know, the coverage on Fox versus the other networks. And again, it's not even close, is it?
Yeah, I mean, they started really slow. I mean, and of course, if you live in Minneapolis, this has been going on for a year.
Yes,
I mean,
yes.
When this whole thing came out in the last couple of weeks, I sort of looked at us and said, why did nobody find this story where Tim Walz is allowing all this welfare fraud? You know, why didn't the Trump people find this last year? We obviously, the news media did a little bit on how Tim Walz kept making up his wartime experience, but not on this story. But so when they pick this up, it's the classic way that the national media picks this up. Donald Trump said something offensive, so that's the story. So you're going to get a little bit of the actual what happened, but it's a minority of the coverage. It's like 1/4 of the coverage is, oh, there was this massive fraud. But Donald Trump really hates immigrants. So that's the story. Ilhan Omar is offended. That's the story. And the real victims are the Somalis. And that's the way they cover these things. is that it doesn't become a story until Trump has offended someone. And that's just not a good standard.
Yeah, but that's the standard I guess we got to get used to, and you're absolutely right. And, you know, I've had a couple of weeks here where I've, you know, engaged a little bit more with people politically on Facebook. I've kind of gotten off Facebook outside of just putting pictures of, I have a bunny, Tim, and I have a couple of dogs and three cats, and I have a grandson and a daughter who's 10, and, you know, I put family pictures up there. But I waded into some media-related politics recently with someone that I used to work with decades ago who worked for the Associated Press. And this is someone who is terribly Trump deranged. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But, you know, I've been friends with him, known him for a long time. But I couldn't resist. I had to respond to something he was saying. And one of the overall arching points I was making, and I don't even know what particular issue this was on, because they go off on anything that the Orange Man does. I said, wait, when did you even, and this is rhetorical, when did you post about some of the questions that we had about Joe Biden being in the White House, slobbering over himself, never having a cabinet meeting? And this is a guy in President Trump, no matter what you think, he's accessible as hell, right? He's holding cabinet meeting after cabinet meeting. He's talking to the media on a regular basis. He's not running from the questions. Now, you might not be satisfied with all the answers, but he's certainly not trying to run and hide.
Yeah, once again, they're not going to give him credit for the access. They're going to attack him for calling a lady piggy because she wouldn't shut up. He was basically saying, you got your question, you got your answer, now shut up. Now, he could have just said it that way. He said, quiet piggy, and then they all had like 48 hours of outrage.
Yeah.
No, and then, again, the whole problem here is that, yes, Biden not only didn't grant any access. Well, it wasn't Biden. Biden probably didn't know there was a press corps. But the people who were handling Biden and hiding Biden, it was like, well, you need to give us your question in advance. We're going to put it in a neat little note card with a picture of you. And you be nice and dependable and ask the question on the card. That's the way these people behaved. So for anybody to say, well, Donald Trump is terrible with the press. Well, they never want to look at it the other way. You know, you can call him Hitler, but he can't say piggy. I mean, which one's worse?
Well, that's the thing. I'm glad you brought that up because, look, this is one of the things that I got hit on in this exchange that I was talking about with this former AP reporter. He's like, I cannot believe that you support someone who calls reporters names, blah, blah, all this stuff. And I'm like, wait a second. You've got an entire leadership of the Democratic Party that refers to those of us who supported Trump. And by the way, I didn't vote for him in 2016. I voted for him the next few times. But we're Nazis. We're evil, evil people just because we vote Republican. So that never matters. That's just shoved aside that people are called horrible names and, you know, compared to Adolf Hitler. And I'm not a fan, Tim, of some of the sophomoric stuff that Trump says. I never have been. But to your point, there's a little bit of another narrative here that never really gets addressed by the legacy media.
Yeah, they also use words like maggot. Isn't that clever? there's such a double standard here. Like, you know, the Washington Post, I was writing about this today. The Washington Post has a huge puff piece from Sunday on Rosie O'Donnell. And they use the word ominous to describe Trump making fun of Rosie. But Rosie can say he's a fascist, and there's nothing ominous about that. It's not going to lead to Trump being shot at again. You know, it's the same with the reporters. The reporters may not be attacked. You may not use rude words for the reporters, but they can use very rude words for you. And that's justice. That's the way the world's supposed to operate. And they don't understand why people say, I'm not listening to you. I'm not watching your show. I'll let Newsbusters watch it for me and tell me how awful it was.
Well, let's talk about Marjorie Taylor Greene in this context, because 60 Minutes did a story on Marjorie Taylor Greene, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago. I watched it. Leslie Stahl did that story. It was kind of a profile of her and what makes her unique, and you got to see her work out, and she's got bigger guns than I have. I'll give her that for sure. But obviously, she's taken some different positions on whether it's the Epstein files or some other things. She's gone after Trump. Trump called her a traitor. I don't think he should have done that. But lo and behold, 60 Minutes doesn't go out and look for a story, you know, like to talk to Scott Bessent about what's really happening with the economy or anybody else in American politics that has supported President Trump in the agenda right now. But they go right back instantaneously to Marjorie Taylor Greene because she's breaking bad on the Orange Man. And they know that fits the narrative that their audience wants.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, that was an interesting story in that Dolph tried to make this point about how toxic she was. And she was definitely, one of those people who brought the pain to the other side. But Leslie Stahl, it's like, I don't see you doing the piece on Miss Crockett. You know, I don't see you doing the negative piece on her and how she's making civil discourse worse. It's the same double standard, which is we love it when our Democratic representatives say horrible things about you. That's righteous. But Marjorie Taylor Greene can't say nasty things. She was making a big point about Marjorie Taylor Greene called Biden a liar. You guys call Trump a liar on a daily, perhaps hourly basis.
No, it's an hourly basis. There's no doubt about that. Now, I love that you brought up Jasmine Crockett, because let's think about this. If you had a Republican that had some of the same things in their background as Jasmine Crockett, who, by the way, grew up here in St. Louis. I don't know if you know that. She went to a very fancy private school here, MICDS. She's not dumb in theory, but she's certainly also not the person that she is today. She's not the person that left St. Louis because she talks with this drawl now and she's all sassy and she wants attention. But in a fair media world, a media would call that out. They'd say, look, this is not the person that, you know, appeared first in politics when she ran for Congress. She's trying to use some of this to her political advantage. They do a fair story like they used to do, I guess, or maybe they didn't. But if a Republican was in the same position, you know that they would do that piece and they'd be hitting them because of hypocrisy and because of the crazy stuff they're saying. With her, they just give her a pass.
Yeah, I mean, this is exactly it. It's like they even showed, Leslie Stahl showed Marjorie Taylor Greene basically yelling at Jasmine Crockett and not giving you the Jasmine Crockett half. And it's those two were two peas in a pod. They're the two people doing the same thing, both trying to excite their base, both trying to be hot on social media. And you can absolutely try to say as a stern journalist, this is not how legislating should be done. But once again, what do the journalists do? They go on MS Now, they go on CNN, they say they drop nasty bombs on Trump and the Republicans. Leslie Stahl does not get to lecture us on civic discourse. That's not what they do on 60 Minutes, and everyone knows it. This is the woman who was so rude that she had an Israeli hostage on, and he was talking about being starved by Hamas, and Leslie Stahl had the audacity to ask him, well, were they starving you, or maybe they just didn't have food that month?
Oh, yeah. I highlighted that. I remember when she said that. Tim Graham is here, executive editor for the Media Research Center Newsbusters. How long, Tim, has Newsbusters been around?
Well, the blog is, we started it in 2005, but, you know, the Media Research Center was started in 1987. It's so old. We had a monthly newsletter that went in the mail.
I love that. I didn't know that. I don't think I knew that. But I bring it up because now you have, I love your thoughts on this. The White House has a section, and the lefties hate this, and the people in the media hate this too, the legacy media, on their official website that's dedicated to calling out what they say is media bias and fake news, and they call it the Media Bias Portal. So essentially, they're kind of doing what you guys do on a daily basis. Is that competition for Newsbusters? Your thoughts on that, Tim?
I love it. We love it just because they're going to hate it.
Yeah.
And yeah, calling out the worst offender of the week. I mean, we kind of do that too. We have a poll for our worst of the week. They're generally not reporters. It's usually like, you know, which pundit, which member of The View was offensive this week, which celebrity outburst was the worst. But no, I think more the merrier. And, you know, but this is their problem, is that, oh, you can't use the White House website to attack us. That's like authoritarian or something. And of course, the joke I have is, when the Democrats come in again, let's say they come in 2029, and they scrub the media bias page, are we going to say they're erasing history?
Yeah, I know. It's unbelievable. But I like what they're doing. I've always liked what you guys are doing. Tim Graham, awesome to have you on. I hope you have a great Christmas, and thank you so much for all the contributions.
You betcha.
All right, take care. If you go to the, it is kind of interesting, and I've been doing this every once in a while, going to the whitehouse.gov site, and, you know, whoever, they have good media, you know, people that have chops with websites, because it's very slick. It looks great. The top offense right now, it says the Washington Post exposed, and it's the story about the unnamed sources claiming that Pete Hegseth ordered the double tap, whatever you want to call it, to kill everyone during the anti-terrorist operation in the Caribbean. So what they do is they lay it out here. They say the outlet is the Washington Post. The offense is Alex Horton and Ellen Nakashima publishing this article. The reporter is Alex Horton. The claim Hegseth ordered the first Caribbean boat strike. Officials say kill them all. The category lie, malpractice, omission of context. The truth, the Department of War killed 11 narco-terrorists in a coordinated strike to kill narco-terrorists who are poisoning the American people. The attack was the first in a series of lethal kinetic strikes against the designated terrorist organizations. The Washington Post published this unsubstantiated claim in an attempt to discredit United States warfighters and inflame the anti-American sentiment. Now, my favorite part about that particular story, and I don't even think, yeah, they do have a link to it. You debunk that story not by the White House or this news site or by Newsbusters. It was actually the New York Times that had to clarify the Washington Post reporting because they were so off base. So then if you page on down to this particular page, and I would offer this up as a recommendation for good nighttime reading. I mean, unfortunately, these are some of the stories that I talk about on the air, so maybe I'm giving up a little bit of my source material, but they lay the claims down piece by piece. Like, here's from a couple of weeks ago. We talked about this. It says, shorter days, the claim. The claim is shorter days, signs of fatigue. Trump faces realities of aging in office. And the New York Times did this. They, let me press on this because I want to see what happens here, if I can do this. Doesn't look like I can press on that. So why can't I press on that? I can link to the, oh, here it is. Okay, so I just had to press the New York Times. It says, outlet the New York Times, the offense, the New York Times, Katie Rogers published an article insinuating that President Trump's health does not allow him to fulfill his duties as president. The reporter, Katie Rogers, the truth, Katie Rogers based her article off only a third of the president's calendar, and President Trump's physician has clearly stated that the president is in excellent health. This blatant attempt to undermine President Trump was published by the same reporter and outlet who described Joe Biden as healthy and vigorous. I mean, come on. This is, some of these are layups that these, you know, media offenders go through. All right, here's one from Wisconsin Public Radio. This is new. I don't know this one. The outlet, Wisconsin Public Radio, the reporter Corrine Hess, I actually think I might know her from my days in Milwaukee. She used to be, I think, Corrine Hess. Anyway, the offense. Wisconsin Public Radio's Corrine Hess claimed the Trump administration was no longer considering nursing a professional degree. The truth. Nursing was never considered as a professional degree. The Department of Education utilizes the term professional degree as an internal classification to distinguish among programs that qualify for higher loan limits, not a judgment about the intrinsic value of the profession. Misinformation on TikTok caused the confusion about the Trump administration's ongoing actions to implement student loan caps for graduate students. Key points, nursing was never considered a professional degree under the Department of Education's internal definition. So that's one there. I like that one. I had not seen that. Let's do one more here. How about CBS News filing false immigration data? The outlet CBS News, the reporter Camilo Montoya Galvez. The offense, CBS News immigration reporter Camilo Montoya Galvez claimed fewer than one-third of individuals arrested in the Trump administration's illegal immigration crackdown in Charlotte, North Carolina, were classified as criminals. The truth, approximately 70% of illegal aliens arrested in the ICE operation in Charlotte had active criminal charges or criminal convictions. Key points, CBS News published false immigration statistics in an effort to undermine President Trump's highly successful law enforcement operations. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. In a different era, as someone who was trained, I'm embarrassed to say that, as a journalist, as someone who went to journalism school and has a journalism degree and was a news director and a reporter and an anchor and all these things, I probably would have not supported something like this from the White House. But because of the malpractice that occurs on an hourly, Tim Graham is right, it's not a daily, it's an hourly basis, this is...
Get more at 971talk.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.